What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Thursday, April 18th. And I don't know if you could tell in my voice, but there's a lot of disappointment. Yesterday, I came back on the airwaves. I was on vacation the previous week. I went to Barcelona. It was fantastic. I was excited to be back here on the airwaves. Right now, I'm here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, outside the ballroom where the World Poker Tour is in town. The main event starts tomorrow with a $3 million guaranteed prize pool. I should be excited. I'm going to play in it. Did I just say playing it? Playing? Yeah, that's why I'm not really excited right now. I'm with all of you. Watching that Heat game last night, and I watched it here at the Hard Rock, and then finding out the news about Jimmy Butler. Where do you go from here? I know where the Heat go from here. I mean, they went from Philadelphia to Miami, and then they're going to go to the Kaseya Center to play the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. But then what? What's so crazy is, if you go back to a year ago, exactly 1 year ago, right now, I remember being here in this exact same place. Not just where the Heat are in the play-in game, fighting for their lives in the second play-in game. I remember actually being here right outside the ballroom at the Hard Rock. The poker events were going on, same time, last April. I remember doing this same exact show, with the exception that Jimmy was fine. But I recall talking so much about the Heat, being disappointed, and just thinking to myself and thinking aloud to all of you, what's the point here? Now, I wouldn't be saying that right now if Jimmy were fine. If Jimmy were okay, he was healthy, he was going to play, I'd still be okay. But with no Jimmy, even if the Heat win tomorrow night, then what? I will do my best, though, to cheer up, because I want to try to get all of you cheered up. I want to get you in a better mood. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I can try. I will talk a lot about the Miami Heat this hour because we saw the game last night. I wish it was a happier Heat show today, but the Heat went to Philly. I don't know if they had a good cheesesteak or not, but in the end, they didn't have a good game. They were having a good game, but in the end, it wasn't a good game. They lost. Maybe if you wagered on the game and you had the Heat plus the points, it was a good game for you. That wasn't the case for me. I didn't touch that game, aside the fact that I had a parlay with Tyler Hero over 2.5 three-pointers. That part of it hit. The Coyotes, they beat the Oilers. That part of it hit. But Austin Matthews didn't get a goal, so my parlay last night was not successful. Just like the Miami Heat's trip to Philadelphia. Wouldn't it have been so much better if I came on the airwaves this hour and was like, hey, everyone, welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show. Now the Miami Heat are in. They're going to be taking on the New York Knicks on Saturday. Just a way different program. Unfortunately, I can't do that because that's not what went down. So I'll take a look at where the Miami Heat are, what's coming up. Is there anybody to blame for all of this? But remember, the menu on this show is never just one dish. This is not a restaurant where, okay, here's what we got. We have one thing. No. Unless it's the day after the Super Bowl, or maybe a Miami Heat playoff game, not play-in game. We still got a lot going on right now. The Florida Panthers, they're going to be in action Sunday in Sunrise, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, game one of their first round series. We still have the Miami Marlins. People are excited about them, right? Your
Miami
That is a team that has still not won a series. So far, they are, what, 19 days? No, 3 weeks. 3 weeks into the season. It was 3 weeks ago today. The season started. And they have not won a series. Not that I'm going to get into the Marlins today. They played yesterday afternoon. So today, the Marlins, they get the day off. Here on this show, they don't get the day off in real life because they're in Chicago taking on the Cubs tonight. We got the NFL draft coming up. That's a week away. So there's a lot going on. But the number one thing here on this menu, it is the appetizer. It is the entree. It is the dessert. It's the Miami Heat. Can you feel the heat down in your soul? I feel the heat down in my soul. And watching that game, early in that game, looking at it just before the half, I'm like, all right, today's going to be great. I'm going to come on the air. I'm here at the Hard Rock. I got the poker tournaments going on, the charity tournament tonight. This is going to be a great day. And instead, and I don't even have a Monster Energy drink in front of me. Maybe that's where I made my mistake this afternoon. Maybe I should have gone for that white Monster while I was doing the show. But you guys know, I'm always all about honesty. If I'm excited, you're going to feel it. If I'm down, you're going to feel it. If I'm frustrated, you're going to feel it. Whatever the mood is, you are going to feel it. But like I said just a few minutes ago, I will do my best to get people pumped up for Panthers hockey. We got the Panthers. We got them Sunday, game one, 12:30 p.m. That's an early one. So last night I stayed here at the Hard Rock, and that's where I watched the Heat game. I watched it in the lounge, had some good food. I didn't have any drinks. I'm not a big drinker, but the food was good. I rolled the dice. I actually had a pretty good roll. I only hit 1 point, for those of you that know about craps, but I must have had about 25 or 30 rolls without rolling that dreaded number. So a lot of people were making money on the table. The place was packed here last night. They had a show last night too. It's just, it's an atmosphere here at the Hard Rock that is just like Vegas. And it's only going to get better and better and better. And that's why I love being around here. And when I'm not here, I love being in Colombia! And now I've got to figure out when I'm going to fly back. Because I'm going to play in this World Poker Tour main event, which will probably have like $5 million in the prize pool. I've been playing poker very well, so I definitely have to enter the main event, and that starts tomorrow. So if I get through day one, which is tomorrow, then I wouldn't play until Sunday, meaning I can't go to the Panthers game. So I'll just have to be here at the poker table and watch the Panthers on television. I could do that. Plus, nowadays, when it comes to the Florida Panthers, it's not like before, where they're trying to win a playoff series and, oh my gosh, you got to be there for that first round. They went to the Stanley Cup final last season. So a first round game, game one, it's like, all right, you know, we've been there before. They're not so important to go to. I mean, playoff hockey games are fantastic to go to. But if you've got something else important going on, it's not like you have to cancel whatever plan you have and rush to Sunrise. Like I did, except it wasn't Sunrise. It was downtown Miami when I was in high school. I told my prom date, sorry, you're going to have to find a new date. I don't think she cried. She might have been happy, but I was going to the Panthers game. I wasn't going to miss a Panthers game. It was a playoff game. I believe it was a Stanley Cup final game against Colorado, and I just wasn't going to miss it. So I didn't go to prom. It was way more important to attend a Panthers game. All right, so I have a lot to get to, a lot of Miami Heat material. Unfortunately, it's not great material. I mean, my material that I've gotten, all the notes are fine, but the actual result, that was not great. But I can't get to anything until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
So what would be the perfect word to describe the Miami Heat last night going into today? Would it be disaster? Would it be total disaster, if I could use two words? I know the Heat only lost by one. I know the Sixers are really good. They've won 9 in a row. But this was 100% the nightmare. You go to Philadelphia, you have a double-digit halftime lead, and
you blew it!
Plus, to make matters way worse, Jimmy Butler gets hurt. There is no question, zero question, and I want to be very clear about this. The Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler, forget about it. I'm not necessarily saying forget about it tomorrow night because the Bulls aren't all that. Sure, they smashed Atlanta, but Atlanta was terrible. The Heat may not win that game tomorrow night, but what's going to happen after if they do? You don't have Jimmy Butler. What are you going to do? This stinks. This is a major bummer. It's so disappointing. No one wanted this to turn out like it has. We were about to go into the most fun part of the season. This is what we've been waiting for. Not a second playing game, but playoff time. And then you lose a superstar like that? It's bad for the Heat. It's bad for Jimmy. It's bad for the league. It's bad for the TV partners. It's bad for everyone. If Jimmy was healthy and the Miami Heat won tomorrow night, you're talking about the Heat and the Celtics, healthy Jimmy Butler going into TD Garden. That would have been a fun thing to sell. The result may not have been great, but the selling point, the excitement of going into this, it would have been so cool. We would have been waiting for it. We would have looked forward to it. Now, what do we have? We have the Miami Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. You can tell how excited I am about that. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Except I am kind of hiding it, and I'm not losing control. So you got the Heat and Bulls tomorrow night, and then what? If the Heat win tomorrow night, then what? I know last year, game one against the Bucks, who were the number one seed. They're number three now, but last year they were number one. Tyler Hero dives on the floor, a great hustle defensive play. He breaks his hand. He's done surgery. The Miami Heat still managed to make a miracle run. Tyler Hero, though, is not Jimmy Butler. This is different. Jimmy is the heart and soul of everything the Miami Heat can do. If they aspire to make actual championship noise, it's got to be with Jimmy Butler. We know about playoff Jimmy. We know what he's capable of. When he's locked in, he's a scoring machine. He's getting to the line consistently, knocking down threes. Playoff Jimmy is one of the most unstoppable players in the NBA. There is no one on this Heat roster, or anyone's roster, that can do what Jimmy does come playoff time. No Jimmy, the Miami Heat are toast. The Heat win tomorrow night. Boston, they're going to smoke them. We're probably looking at a sweep if the Heat win tomorrow night. How can the Heat beat the Boston Celtics without Jimmy? People would question how they could beat him with Jimmy. Without Jimmy, forget about it. The only reason I didn't open up this hour playing Taps to honor the funeral of the Miami Heat, the only reason is because I've seen this movie before, not with this particular script, but I've seen the movie where the Heat look 100% out of it. Again, last year, this time, right here outside the ballroom at the Hard Rock with the poker tables inside and the World Poker Tour in town. I was doing the same type of show, the Miami Heat, forget about it. Why even win your second play-in game? Because what is that going to accomplish? So I've seen the movie before where they do this miraculous thing and they win and they go on a run. However, there's no way you can do that without Jimmy Butler. I'm not going to count this group out 100% because, again, we've seen the Miami Heat movie before. But without Jimmy Butler, I don't know how there's going to be any sort of similar script. The only way, somehow, if the Heat do win tomorrow night, maybe Jaime Jaquez Jr. slots into Jimmy's spot and does really well. He looked very comfortable last night. Maybe everyone rises to the occasion. I think all that would have to happen just for the Heat to win tomorrow against Chicago. But in a series against dominant Boston? See, this is why in the regular season, all 82 games matter. It's why the way the Heat treated this regular season way too casually, it's why we should never be okay with that. Why mess around during the regular season and not even respect the regular season and just play like whatever? Because you know all you need to do is get in the playoffs and you're going to be okay because you got playoff Jimmy. Well, now you don't. If you had healthy Jimmy Butler, it's a completely different story. But instead, Jimmy tries to be Superman in an 83rd game, which the Miami Heat should have never had to play, and he gets badly hurt. This is the worst case scenario. You could go team by team and name a guy on a team where if that player got hurt, the team would be done. The Knicks, they can't have Jalen Brunson be out or they're toast. The Celtics, they can't have Jason Tatum out or they're toast. The Sixers, they can't have Joel Embiid out or they're toast. And the Miami Heat, you can't have Jimmy out. But he got hurt. He got hurt in a game the Miami Heat should have never even been playing in. They messed around all season long. How much better would it have been if the Heat were just chilling right now, waiting for the real playoffs to start? Not having to deal with a play-in game. This team is good enough. They're good enough to not have to be in the play-in round. All they had to do was try the entire year. If they treated every game with respect, they probably would not have been in Philly last night. But reality is they were, and Jimmy got hurt. So now what? I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be playing right here at the Hard Rock in the World Poker Tour main event, which begins tomorrow and has a $3 million guaranteed prize pool. It's going to be a lot higher than that. If you can't play in the main event tomorrow, there's still many tournaments going on here in the ballroom. I'm right outside the ballroom right now. They've got more than 100 tables in this ballroom. They got a great charity event tonight. For all the information, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. You could go home with a trophy. You could go home with a lot of money. the excitement. There is so much of it in this ballroom right behind me right now, even at this hour. And tonight, it's going to be a fantastic time, a great charity event that I'm playing in. Again, for all the info, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. And I hope to see you sometime this weekend right here in the ballroom area where all the poker tables are. It is the Poker Showdown and the World Poker Tour in town here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. You may hear some crowd noise in the background, so you know I'm not at a Marlins game. Was that a cheap shot? I'm here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood outside the ballroom where the World Poker Tour is in town. It is the Poker Showdown. I'm going to be playing in the main event tomorrow. It's going to have a $3 million guaranteed prize pool. There's probably going to be about $6 or $7 million in the prize pool, and I'm looking forward to taking some of that money. Not just Hard Rock Bets money, but also a lot of chips here from all of the poker players as well. I wish the Miami Heat could have gotten a W last night in Philadelphia, though. I'm really, really, really doing my best to get over what happened and move on to reality, to where the Heat are right now and the Jimmy Butler injury. The Heat, they totally could have won that game. You look at it, it's a one-point game. The Heat lose by one. If you just look at the final score, you're like, oh, my gosh. But think about the entire time. Think about the firepower that the Miami Heat did not have. They just didn't have enough. The fourth quarter, it was very intense. Miami's right there, even blowing that double-digit half-point lead. They certainly had a shot to win it. All they had to do was generate more offense. It would have been perfect to see playoff Jimmy in a play-in game in the fourth quarter. The problem is Jimmy could barely move. This is a game the Miami Heat should have never even been involved with. Jimmy gets a lot of credit here because think about what happened to him. You sustain a bad knee injury. At the time, we didn't know what it was. But the play that he got hurt on, it was ruled a common foul. So by rule, Jimmy had to take the free throws, or if he couldn't because of his injury, he wouldn't be allowed back in the game. So he takes the free throws. He plays the rest of the game on a really bad knee. And you could see the entire time that he was hurt and he was always making adjustments, touching the knee. He deserves a lot of credit. The problem here is I can't give any credit to the Heat as a team and as an organization for just trying to coast through the regular season where they put themselves in this position to play an extra game before the playoffs begin. And now they're going to have to play another extra game. And then as a fan, like this is a legit question here. Remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. As a fan, knowing if the Miami Heat beat the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night, knowing you've got the hated Boston Celtics waiting for the winner of that game tomorrow night, knowing Jimmy's condition, as a fan, do you want the Heat to win tomorrow night? Again, no such thing as a stupid question. Think about this. Initially, you're like, of course, Andy, I want the Heat to win. I want them to be in the playoffs. I want to see what happens against Boston. Remember what happened to Jimmy. So, as a fan, when you think about it, do you want to prolong the inevitable? Because if you're facing the Boston Celtics in a best of seven series without Jimmy, what's going to happen? What would happen with him? You'd certainly like to find out, but without him? So would you rather just the Heat not get destroyed by the Boston Celtics? like I said last segment, I feel like I did this show last year, but Jimmy's condition was a lot different. Now I have no clue how the Miami Heat would beat the Boston Celtics. Anything can happen, of course. I mean, the question does sound stupid, and the more I talk about it, of course you want the Miami Heat to win. But being so undermanned and going to Boston, maybe they'd be able to pull off some upset of the century. Maybe it was a stupid question. I know there's no such thing as a stupid question. Maybe it was. So if the Heat beat Chicago tomorrow night, can Spo come up with some magical formula that at least makes them competitive against Boston? Does Spo have that in him? I want the Miami Heat to win. I want them to win a lot of these games. I want them to win all of them. I want them to do exactly what they did last year, surprise people, because not only is it great for South Florida, but here for the show, I want more and more and more sports. I want playoff runs. They're great for the program. It makes everybody care. It gives us really good content for weeks and weeks. Last year, the shows wrote themselves for 2 months because we had a playoff game every single night. The only benefit, if the Heat get knocked out tomorrow night or they win tomorrow and get knocked out quickly by Boston, the only benefit would be for the Florida Panthers. And I'll get to that momentarily. What you could get to, Gulfstream Park. They got live racing going on right now on a Thursday afternoon. It is the Royal Palm Meet at Gulfstream Park. Live racing every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Exciting racing action. I love going to Gulfstream Park. And if you want to do the same thing I do when I go to Gulfstream Park, go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. Get yourself a table, inside or outside. You watch the races live right in front of you. Of course, you could wager on them. You don't even have to wager a lot. You could wager 10 or 20 cents. Seriously, 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see those bets hit all of the time. Live racing right now. It is the Royal Palm Meet, Thursday through Sunday. That's when they've got the live races in Hollandale Beach. It's in our own backyard. You'll have a great time at Gulfstream Park. The Florida Panthers would be the only ones who benefit from the Miami Heat losing tomorrow night if they were to lose or lose quickly to the Boston Celtics, because what happened last year, the Florida Panthers went on a run just like the Miami Heat did. But when you put the Heat and Panthers together, the Miami Heat will always trump the Florida Panthers. So the Panthers, and they know this as an organization, they got shortchanged. Yeah, people were very excited about the Panthers' run, but they had to share the attention, and most of that attention went to the Miami Heat and not to the Florida Panthers. The Panthers, some of the glory they deserved for the remarkable things they did last season weren't fully appreciated. Now, I loved every single second of both teams having simultaneous runs. I was going to the airport almost every single day, flying to all these different cities. It was fantastic. I hope somehow it can happen again. But the way things are drawn up now for the Miami Heat, it is very unlikely. The way things have been drawn up now for the Florida Panthers, having the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round, their first game, game one, will be Sunday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. So it's an early game Sunday. You still have your whole Sunday from 3:30 p.m. on right there for you. Go enjoy a game in Sunrise. That matchup, the Lightning and Panthers, should be phenomenal. It should be very exciting. The only thing is, I believe it's going to be very difficult. It's not like the Panthers are, I mean, and I don't even have to tell you this, but it's not like the Panthers are taking on a team in the first round. Last year definitely is not an example because they were taking on a juggernaut with Boston and upset them. But the year prior, they were taking on the Washington Capitals. And I'd much rather take on the Capitals now. but the Rangers are. I'd much rather have the Panthers take on the Islanders, but the Carolina Hurricanes are. It was either the Leafs or the Lightning. The Panthers won the division. Now they got Vasilevsky, Kucherov, Stamkos, and the Lightning coming to town. And you know what? If you are coming to town and you're going to buy a home, if you need a mortgage or you're refinancing, you want to get a hold of Stewie, who's got the bagel loan. I don't know about you, but I love bagels. And when I look at a bagel, I like an everything bagel. But in the middle of that bagel, you see a zero. And there's a reason it's called the bagel loan, because zero is exactly what you will pay Stewie. You pay Stewie nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. Call Stewie on his personal cell phone. I'm going to give you his number right now. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, you want to get a hold of Stewie. You want the bagel loan where you pay him nothing. MLS number 226715. Well, I've told you many times already, I am here outside the ballroom at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood because the Poker Showdown is going on, and it's been going on, and they're not done yet, not even nearly done yet, and the World Poker Tour is in town, the main event. That begins tomorrow. I plan to win the main event, and I believe there's going to be like $6 or $7 million in the prize pool. Jason Heidenthal with Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood is to my left right now. Jason, I wish you were to my left on the poker table and not at the broadcast table, because I think I would be able to trap you into giving me a lot of chips. But there's a lot of people here for the tournament, the Poker Showdown. You got a charity event tonight. How have things been the past couple of weeks? Because I've been in Spain winning tournaments.
I heard. You've been everywhere. It's a Andy Slater global tour right now.
It is. I came in fourth, by the way, in my tournament about a week and a half ago.
That was the warm-up.
That was the warm-up. I made the final table, and then I made the final table in Barcelona, and then I came in 15th out of 5-11. I'm not here to just talk about my poker playing, but the people that are going to be coming here are going to have to deal with my poker playing, so I do feel like it is part of the conversation.
Does that mean that you're playing the main event this weekend?
I am playing the main event. I'm going to play it tomorrow.
Excellent. $3,500?
$3,500 buy-in. Now, how much is going to be in the prize pool?
It is a $3 million guarantee that we always love to put up a guarantee on these events. But I'll be honest, this one, the last 2 years, we've blown it out of the water. Prize pool has been over $7 million the last 2 years. First place has been over $1 million. This is the one. If Andy Slater is going to run deep in an event, picture yourself right now, final table in Las Vegas in about a month. All right?
Because whoever makes the final table here, you're going to wait.
Yeah, we're gonna take the top six finalists from the final table. We're gonna fly them out to Vegas, treat them like royalty, and then you guys are playing for upwards of $1 million for first place.
See, I'm just thinking in my head right now, if I win $1 million in this tournament, would I still put in parlays?
You?
Because the audience, you know, they're here for poker. They're here for wagering conversations. They're here for sports. Some of them are here to tune in just to hear your voice.
Thank you.
But I'm just trying to think, like, if you win $1 million in a poker tournament, I feel like you just keep playing a lot more poker. I don't know if you put in parlays.
Andy, stop it. You know you're putting in some parlays, all right? Hard Rock Bet will not let you. They're not going to disable your account, okay? They're going to find a way.
Maybe I would disable it. I don't want to disable it. I'm doing really well.
They're going to give you some push-through notifications, like, have you made your parlay today? So
That's big money there for first place in the final table. If you're talking $6 or $7 million is what you had in the past. Now, the guarantee is three, but
correct,
like you said, you guys probably will blow past that. Now, if people are thinking, well, wait a minute, that all sounds great, but it's a $3,500 buy-in. You guys have these milestone satellites where it's $400, and if you get up to a certain amount of chips, then you automatically get a ticket into the $3 million guarantee?
Correct. Exactly. That's you kind of nailed it there.
Yeah.
But
I mean, why are you even here?
I don't know. I'm going to go home. I could have slept in today. But no, these satellites right now, these milestone satellites, yesterday we had some 20-seat guarantees. I think the morning one yesterday had over 300 players, so we gave away 30 seats. Now, that doesn't mean the last 30 players are all going to get awarded a seat, because this is the milestone concept. So it kind of awards aggression. So if you accumulate a quota, and yesterday's quota was 220,000 in chips, if you meet that milestone, we just remove you from the tournament and give you your prize right away. You don't have to wait till the end of the event.
I should play a milestone satellite. I should sit down with my chips. And you're like, you know what? You're going to win anyway, so we're just going to remove you right now and we'll give you a ticket. No. Does it work like that?
No, I don't like that idea at all.
You have to get the 220,000
chips. I'd rather you accumulate the 220K in chips, knock out 10 players-ish, whatever. You don't have to necessarily knock out 10 players,
right,
but just run good at the early stages of a tournament. It awards aggression, all right? Knock those players out. We don't want stalling. We want to prevent that.
I noticed that yesterday when I played in my first one, when I had a great hand and I got called with 9-10 suited, and the guy won. But we should have done this. We should have had this conversation before I played.
Well, no, me and him had a powwow.
Gotcha.
I told him to be aggressive on the table. So if you have a 10 high flush draw, stick it in, get some chips. I think he actually won a seat after he knocked you out.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Now, tonight, I'm going to be playing in this very special event, and I hope a lot of you can make it to it as well. It is the Larry Frank Memorial Charity Event. It benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Southern Florida. And it's all part of what Bill Mason and you and so many people here at the Hard Rock have put together. It's part of the charity series of poker. Larry Frank was, you tell everyone what he did for this property and all the Seminole Gaming.
Larry Frank is humongous reason that we have poker on this property. And to see it grow over all these years, he was the main contributor behind everything. He was the yes man. You know, so if we went to him with an idea, Bill, if Bill went to him with an idea, he had a true love of poker, and he always pushed to make what we needed happen. And I thank him for that, because I love having this job and I love poker on this property. And I think a lot of people can speak very, very, very highly of him because of that.
Without a doubt. And I met him several times as well. So tonight it's for a great cause. And I remember playing in this last year.
Correct.
There's the DJ. You've got memorabilia there. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, it was a great time last year, and it was the first time we did it in his honor. And we're going to run it back this year. Same setup. So, yeah, there'll be a cocktail hour ahead of time around 5:30 today. The event itself is going to kick off around 7 here in the ballroom. $300 buy-in. More than half of the money is going to go to charity. Make-A-Wish Foundation here in South Florida.
We talk a lot, Jason, like when I'm doing my tournament and people watch poker on television and they're a little afraid to kind of get into it, like be put in the real deal. The charity event tonight with the $300 buy-in, you got food, you got drinks, you got music. Is that not the perfect opportunity, and it's for a great cause, and you could still win money?
Correct. But it is the best way for an intro into poker, because it is such a wonderful setting. It's relaxed. People are having fun. Everyone's being friendly. No one's going to ever harass you for playing a certain hand. Okay?
Never happens anyway.
No. We don't want it to ever happen. All right? Andy, stop that. So, but no, this is the setting, especially if you just want to come out, enjoy yourself, knowing that half the money is going to a great cause. Come out tonight, 7 o'clock.
What are the prizes here? Because if I recall in the past, not only do you have cash, but you also have other things that you give out.
Yes, you are correct. There's tons of like door prizes and memorabilia that we're giving away. I think the final table is going to have some cash prizes. Someone donated a $3,500 seat.
That's nice.
First place is going to receive a ticket into the...
So maybe I shouldn't buy my ticket yet.
Don't buy it yet.
Oh, I'll wait for tonight.
A milestone satellite this afternoon for you. Play the milestone, then play the charity event. Those are your two options right there to win a seat. And if those don't go well,
Then, I just hit a parlay. And then
you hit a parlay.
See, my satellites go through Hard Rock Bets. Not through all this aggression and people trying to get to 220,000.
You should put in a strikeout parlay to win exactly 3,500.
Just to win 3,500.
Just to win your main event ticket.
That's actually a great idea.
Figure out the math.
Satellites.
Yeah.
Where it pays a profit of 3,500. And this is my satellite to the main event.
Thank you, Hard Rock Bet.
You know what? That's actually a really, really good idea.
And then be creative about it. Like, try to find, like, some players' names that have, like, poker themes in it or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to win the parlay.
Oh, well, there's not too many games today, actually.
Trying to throw away money. Jason Heidenthal from Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in Hollywood. We're right outside the ballroom. I love having you on. I know you like being here as well. And for those of you that are thinking, I want to play, but the Heat play tomorrow night. I want to play, but on Sunday, the Panthers are playing at 12:30. I've been in this ballroom right behind us right now, and you got tons of televisions. You got the big screens. You can guarantee not only a certain amount of money in the prize pool, but you can guarantee the Heat game is going to be on tomorrow night.
That play off in game?
Yeah, the play-in game, which may not result in a playoff game without Jimmy. And then Sunday, the Panthers game at 12:30. You need to let your people who control the televisions know that this is an early game Sunday.
Early game Sunday. That's day two of our main event. It will be up on the projectors. Everyone can watch it. Round one, game one, Panthers playoff run. This is it.
It's against the Lightning.
Against the Lightning. It's a little bit of a rival.
Bill Mason here. He's a huge hockey fan.
Huge hockey fan.
And he's been telling me for 3 months, I want the Lightning in the first round.
Well, he got it. There you go.
Be careful what you wish for.
He should have asked for a Western Conference opponent for the finals rather than the Lightning. All right, at least get there first.
Jason, I appreciate the time. Thanks for everything you and Bill Mason and the entire staff here at the Hard Rock do. Tonight, 7 o'clock. I hope to see you guys for the great charity event. It is the Larry Frank Memorial Charity Event. It benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Southern Florida. It's presented by Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in Hollywood and the Charity Series of Poker. $300. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Either I'm going to get my ticket through a parlay or I'm going to get my ticket by winning the charity event. I just want to let you know that in advance.
Or a milestone satellite.
So I got three different options. And option four is just to pay the $3,500. And
I hope you don't go 0 for 3. I really don't.
Well, I hope my parlay hitters go 0 for 3 with a couple of Ks or at least 1K.
There you go.
That would be pretty good. Jason, thank you very much for everything. I will be out here again tomorrow afternoon doing the show, getting ready to play in the main event. That's all the time I got for this Thursday afternoon. For now, I'm Andy Slater. And I'll see you later.